Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Laura.
Dun, 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 dun.
Pay attention, Pat. It's time to teach today's lesson.
Already? Sorry, Laura. I guess I was busy playing with my Star Wars Lego.
I didn't know that you were such a big Lego fan.
It's not just Lego. I love all types of miniatures. When I was little, I had whole armies of miniature soldiers that I used to play games with.
Then you should love today's class.
Is it about Star Wars?
No, but it is about miniatures.
That's good too.
Okay, let's read through the article and find out more. Ow!
The Braun Brothers Miniature Wonderland. Kristen and Sean are on vacation in Hamburg, Germany. I have a list of things to do today. There won't be any fun in the rain, though.
I have an idea. We can visit a famous miniature museum.
Tell me more.
It's called Miniature Wunderland. There you'll see the world's largest miniature railway. Trains circle around a miniature world.
That sounds interesting. Let's go check it out. Kristen and Sean arrive at Miniature Wunderland. There is a long line.
Why is the line so long?
That's because only a few people can go in at a time. It's almost our turn.
We're next. Let's go.
Kristen and Sean are in Miniature Wonderland. They are looking at a sign. Day turns into night every 15 minutes in Miniature Wonderland.
That's so cool. Look at all the miniature trains and people. I feel like a giant in here.
Vacation. Vacation. I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week. I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week. Railway. Railway. Hundreds of trains travel on this railway each day. Hundreds of trains travel on this railway each day. Almost. Almost. Mum says dinner is almost ready, so I'm going to set the table. Mum says dinner is almost ready, so I'm going to set the table. Giant. Giant. The tall giant's head was in the clouds. The tall giant's head was in the clouds.
The first day of this two-day article is a conversation between Kristen and Sean. First, we learn that Kristen and Sean are on vacation in Hamburg, Germany. The word vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation is the first of our word power words for today. So, let's learn more about it. A vacation is a period of time that a person spends away from home, school, or business, usually in order to relax or travel. Let's use it in a sentence. I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week. I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week.
哇，我超羡慕今天的男女主角，也就是 Kristen 跟 Sean， 他们两个住在哪里呢？刚刚有仔细听吗？他们在德国的汉堡，不是我们吃的汉堡，是 Hamburg， 它是一个 city， OK， 他在度假。我们来学一下度假，这时候他用到什么呢？他是用到 vacation 这个名词， vacation 就有假期的意思。那常常我们会用片语 on vacation 来表示去度假，像是呢 I'll be on vacation next week， 就是表示我下个星期要去度假哦。那如果要去全家跟全家人去度假，我们可以用 family vacations 来表示，就是这个全家的假期了。那刚刚的例句我们提到的就是 I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week， 意思就是我要去这个泰国 Thailand 度假一个星期哦。
So what are Kristen and Sean doing in Hamburg? Kristen says I have a list of things to do today。
嗯 ，OK， 那首先我们就听到 Kristen 他说啦，哇，他列了一些他们今天可以去做的事情。那这里我们看到的 list 是个名词，是清单的意思。但是其实 list 也可以当作动词来用，表示列出来。
Next, she says they won't be any fun in the rain, though.、
嗯、
so it looks like it's raining in Hamburg.
嗯 ，OK， 不过接着他就提到，但是这些事情在雨天做就不好玩咯。这里有没有发现他用 though 放在字尾，其实他的用法跟意思跟 but 是一样的，有但是啊，可是啊，这样的意思哦。
Luckily, Sean has a plan. He says, I have an idea. We can visit a famous miniature museum. A miniature, M-I-N-I-A-T-U-R-E, miniature, is a model of something、mm-hmm. that is much smaller than the real thing,、mm-hmm. like a tiny train or car or building.、Mm-hmm. We'll have some examples to show you later.
OK， 好，接着我们来看一下 Sean， 他提到就是哇，他有一个 idea， 他有一个想法哦。他说我们可以去很有名的什么呢？哇，这个就是微缩博物馆 ，miniature museum、嗯。这里其中的提到的 miniature， 大家有没有觉得它其中有一个字，它里面有含有 mini， 就是迷你的嘛，好像很眼熟。没错，所以 miniature 就是用来表示微型的，是个形容词哦。
So Kristen says.Tell me more.
Ah, Kristen 听起来 I think she's very interested. 她说赶快跟我讲，请说详细一点哦，我才想要知道更多。
And Sean says it's called Miniature Wunderland.
That sounds German.
Even though it is German, I bet you can guess what it means. Miniature Wonderland.
OK, 所以原来德文的 W 是发 V 的音哦。所以呢，这就是什么 Miniature Wonderland 的意思，因为我没有办法讲德文跟 Pat 讲的那么好。就是呢，什么微缩景观世界。
So what else does Sean say? There, you'll see the world's largest miniature railway. OK, I hope you're all paying attention.Because it's time for today's second word power word, railway. R-A-I-L-W-A-Y, railway. A railway is the metal track that trains travel on. The American word is railroad. Here's an example sentence. Hundreds of trains travel on this railway each day. Hundreds of trains travel on this railway each day.
好，我们来看一下今天的第二个 word power word 哦，就是 railway. Railway 它是一个名词，就是铁路的意思。不过这其实是偏英式的用法。那美式呢，我们则可以直接说 railroad， OK， 来表示。所以刚刚的例句提到，就是在一天当中，哇，有好几百辆的火车会在这个铁路行驶啊，或者是运行哦。OK， 那回到课文提到，就是哇，所以在这个 Miniature Wonderland， 在那边呢，你可以看到全世界最大。大的微型铁道。
OK, Sean also says trains circle around、mm-hmm. a miniature world、
mm-hmm.
Here, circle is being used as a verb to mean to go around something, usually an area.
嗯，没错没错，刚刚课文提到就是啊，这个 Sean 说啦，这个火车呢会绕着整个这个微缩世界运行，其中的 circle 注意哦，它是当作动词来用，表示这个环绕啦，或是绕着什么什么移动的意思啦。
Kristen says, that sounds interesting. Let's go check it out. That means, let's go and take a look at it and see what it's like.
Okay, Kristen 跟我一样觉得哇，听起来颇有趣的。我们赶紧去怎么样 ？Check it out. Okay, check something out 就是看看或者是瞧一瞧什么东西。
The article describes where we are next.Kristen and Sean arrive at Miniature Wonderland. There is a long line.
Whoa, 看起来这个地方非常夯哦。所以他们终于来到了这个 Miniature Wonderland. Okay, I don't know if I'm saying this right or not. 那边呢，可是我们发现有一条很长的人龙啊， a long line.
Sean says, why is the line so long?
这个 Sean 好像要有点点抱怨说哈，为什么队伍都要这么的长嘞
？Kristen replies, "That's because only a few people can go in at a time. This means they let maybe 10 people in, then wait, rather than just let as many people in as possible at once."
Okay. Kristen 这是有解释了，他说，哎呀，那是因为每一次只能有一些人进去参观。我们来看一下 at a time, 就是每一次。Okay, 像是有些人他没有办法一心多用哦，他就可以说 I can only do one thing at a time. Okay, let's see what Kristen says next.
Well, she says, it's almost our turn.The word almost, A-L-M-O-S-T, almost, is today's next word power word. Let's get to it. Almost means not quite or very nearly. Here's a sentence. Mom says dinner is almost ready, so I'm going to set the table.Mom says dinner is almost ready, so I'm going to set the table.
我们来看一下 almost 这个 word power word, 就是有几乎的意思哦，它是个副词。就像刚刚 Pat 老师的例句说，哎，我妈妈说这个 dinner is almost ready, 晚餐就要快好了，所以要赶快去怎么样 set the table, 就是摆好这个餐桌上的餐具哟。那像是我的朋友 Celine, she'sAlmost always late. 他每次跟我约都会迟到。好了，那回到课文呢，我们提到就是，哎，他很开心的说，几乎快轮到我们了嘞。
So Sean and Kristen are close or almost at the front of the line. Sean then says, "We're next. Let's go."
哇 ，Sean 很开心的说，耶，我们是下一个，赶快走吧。
Next, we see that Kristen and Sean are in.Miniature Wonderland. They are looking at a sign.
Oh, so they're now in this compressed world. They're seeing a sign, a sign.
Kristen says, "Day turns into night every 15 minutes in Miniature Wonderland. I guess that means the lights go out."
OK, 所以在这个微缩景观世界里面，每隔15分钟就会从这个白天转换成黑夜。
Then Sean says, that's so cool. Look at all the miniature trains and people. I feel like a giant in here. Time for today's last word power word, which is giant. G-I-A-N-T, giant.A giant is an imaginary creature, like a man, but extremely tall, strong, and usually very cruel, appearing especially in children's stories. Let's use giant in a sentence. The tall giant's head was in the clouds. The tall giant's head was in the clouds.
猜到刚刚 Pat 老师想要诠释的是什么吗？没错，就是 giant 巨人哦，它是个名词。就像这个杰克与豌豆 Jack and the Beanstalk, there's a giant in that story.、Mm-hmm. OK, 那其实 giant 也可以当作形容词来用，表示巨大的哦。OK, 刚刚的例句指的就是那个高大的巨人的头在云朵当中。所以我们看到的是 Sean 说到，哇，还真酷，看这些这个小型的火车跟人，就感觉他自己就很像一个巨人，一个 giant 一样。OK, that's the end of the first part of the conversation. So now it's time to end the lesson.
Okay, it sounds like they will have fun in this miniature museum.、Mm. Tomorrow, we're going to find out who made the miniature museum.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
What did you do over the summer vacation?
What did you do over the summer vacation?
Hello, I'm Vina. 感觉超久没和大家见面啦。放假放到哪去啦？快收收心回来开学啊。What did you do over the summer vacation? 你在暑假时有做些什么吗？我花时间陪陪家人。I spend time with my family. 我和朋友呢去逛街。I went shopping with friends. 我吃了好多好多的美食。I ate a lot of delicious food. Blah blah blah.而今天小聚会里啊 over 呢是在什么什么期间的意思 over the summer vacation 就是在暑假的期间 over the past few weeks 就是过去呢几个礼拜以来 we finished our homework over lunch 我们在午餐的期间啊完成作业意思就是边吃午餐边写作业不过今天的小聚会里呢除了 over 之外你可以用 during 来表达 what did you do during the summer vacation?意思啊，一样是指你暑假时候有没有做些什么事情，或者暑假期间有没有完成些什么。OK, so what else did you do? 除了今天一开始提到那些事情呢，你还做了什么呢？读了很多课外书 ，I read lots of books. I visited some of my old friends. 我去拜访以前的好朋友们。光是列举啊，就可以讲一大堆啊。所以你们到底去哪里啦 ？What did you do over the summer vacation?好啦，时间又到喽，小聚会我们明儿见，拜。
What did you do over the summer vacation?
What did you do over the summer vacation?
Chit chat.
You 知道除了 thanks, thank you 还有什么可以表达感激的方式呢？
And I will always love you. Thank you, thank you. 啊，除了 thank you 啊，我不知道还有用什么方法表达感谢。
No problem. 那就让 Laura 老师来教你喽。So, besides thank you, what other sentences can we say to express thank you? 首先呢，你可以详细的解释你谢谢对方的原因啊，这样更能让对方感受到你的诚意哦。那怎么说呢？你可以这么说 ，thanks for 后面接要感谢的原因。不过注意哦，后面我们只能接名词或者是动名词哦。For example, thanks for always being there for me. 感谢你一直都为我守候在我身边。Or thanks for your helpful advice. 就是啊，谢谢你给我很有用的建议哦。另外呢，平常在跟朋友讲话的时候，其实除了 thank you， 我们还可以说一些比较口语化的感激，比方像是 I owe you one， 就是唉，我欠你一次人情。Owe 就是欠的意思哦。再来 ，I truly appreciate your help， 我真的很感激你的帮忙。当然，你也可以直接说 I really appreciate it。另外，感激我们常常还会说 I'm very grateful， 同样也是感激的意思。还有呢，除了 thanks a lot， 口语上我们常听到 thanks a million， 就是我超感谢你的。最后呢，如果要衷心打从心底感谢对方，可以说 I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
所以下次跟朋友说谢谢的时候，试着用一些比较不同的方式，像是 I owe you one or thanks a million。
The Braun Brothers Miniature Wonderland. Kristen and Sean are on vacation in Hamburg, Germany. I have a list of things to do today. There won't be any fun in the rain, though.
I have an idea. We can visit a famous miniature museum.
Tell me more.
It's called Miniatur Wunderland. There you'll see the world's largest miniature railway. Trains circle around a miniature world.
That sounds interesting. Let's go check it out. Kristen and Sean arrive at Miniature Wonderland. There is a long line.
Why is the line so long?
That's because only a few people can go in at a time. It's almost our turn.
We're next. Let's go.
Kristen and Sean are in Miniature Wonderland. They are looking at a sign. Day turns into night every 15 minutes in Miniature Wonderland.
That's so cool. Look at all the miniature trains and people. I feel like a giant in here.
Vacation. Vacation. I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week. I'm going on a vacation to Thailand for a week. Railway. Railway. Hundreds of trains travel on this railway each day. Hundreds of trains travel on this railway each day. Almost. Almost. Mom says dinner is almost ready, so I'm going to set the table. Mom says dinner is almost ready, so I'm going to set the table. Giant. Giant. The tall giant's head was in the clouds. The tall giant's head was in the clouds.